And welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland. As promised, we have live music for this hour. Of course, we'll have a quiz question too at 12:30, and it could be an easy one today, and you might win the treasure trove this being Friday. But the real treasure between now and the top of the hour at 1 o'clock is this live music from two visitors. One has been here before. Welcome back to the midday, Miles McConnell.
Thank you, Norman. Good to be back.
And one is here for the first time, and welcome to the midday, Gabor Sorvash.
Thanks, good to be here.
And music for two guitars. You know, we've heard over the years, certainly via our WPR broadcast, music for one, two, four, fair number of four guitar ensembles out there. So there must be a lot of music. Is there a lot of music originally for two guitars?
There is a fair bit. That history goes back, certainly, for the most part, to the 19th century. So, for example, Soar, Fernando Soar, who some listeners will know, one of the most important figures of the guitar, he played quite a bit with Dionisio Aguado, another Spaniard and another great guitarist virtuoso. So they were kind of maybe the first sort of superstar guitar duo. And Soar wrote a lot of music, as did Giuliani for two guitars. And so in that early 19th century period where the guitar was really flourishing, the guitar duo, I think, took off. And then, yeah, later on, mini ensembles developed, and it took on a life of its own. And it's, yeah, there's a lot of great stuff because, you know, we do play a lot of transcriptions on guitar. And certainly, like, for example, Gabor and I this afternoon are going to play some music that was written for the piano. Well, the piano, you know, with 88 keys and 10 fingers, you know.
You have to condense a little.
Oh, yeah. So some of that repertoire can work on solo guitar, but it's much easier to do with two guitars.
Well, there is that, too. Okay, well, let's get into some of it then. And do you want to pair these two pieces as a set? These are probably very familiar and originally for piano pieces by Enrique Granados.
Yes, let's do that. So we have number 2, Oriental, and then Spanish dance number 5, Andaluza, music of Granados.
From his Spanish dances. Thank you. two pieces from the collection Danzas Españolas by Enrique Granados, who flourished right around the turn of the 20th century. And that was Oriental and Andaluza, played by my guest today, live here in our studio for the midday, Miles McConnell and Gabor Sorvash. And it's said often, and often with good reason, because it's true that a composer such as Granados, would be true of Albéniz also, wrote all this body of piano music inspired by Spanish guitar music. Does that presumably make it easier to turn right back into guitar music?
Well, yes and no, I would say. Yes, it. I think in terms of character and, you know, like we get those little flourishes, the chords, the rasgados that are actually even related to flamenco guitar, and certainly the folk music of Spain was in the ears of Albéniz and Granados and others, Falla. But so some pieces lend themselves very, very easily, and I would say for the most part, yes. But, you know, whenever you're tackling, again, the repertoire of the piano, of that, for us guitarists, the sort of behemoth that is the piano, it can be sometimes daunting. But that repertoire does lend itself particularly well. And there is a story, it may be apocryphal, that I can't remember if it was Albéniz or Granados, but one of them supposedly heard Francisco Tárrega, the great Spanish guitarist of that period, playing some of this music on the guitar, and the composer supposedly said, you know, that's what music was meant for. So I think it is that kind of interesting interchange between what the music was inspired by, the folk music, and then it becomes classical, and then it kind of comes full circle, perhaps, in a way, on the guitar.
How do you, as a composer yourself, Miles, go about writing for the guitar?
Well, I've written a bit for the guitar, and it often will start, for me, it begins with a melody, usually. So it may come out of an improvisation, and then I will develop a melody. And so the piece that we'll play for you next, original of mine, is kind of in an A-A-B-B-A kind of simple, almost song form. And this music was actually inspired by, especially during the time that I wrote this a few years back, I was really listening to a lot of George Gershwin, of old American blues and African-American spirituals, also the music of William Grant Still. So this kind of sort of early 20th century
kind of a Delta sound.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you'll hear a lot of jazzy chords, a lot of bluesy chords. And so for me, yeah, I get inspired by certain music a lot of times as a composer. And then I develop melodies that are kind of inspired by a particular thing. And so that's what this piece is representative of.
This is Color of the Ocean, Color of the Sky?
Yes. Thank you.
Lots of fun techniques in there, I could tell.
Yeah, we get to kind of explore, again, stuff that is very idiomatic to the guitar. So the arpeggios and harmonics, the bell tones and so forth.
Well, Gábor, how did you come to that piece? Did you say this is something I wanted to play immediately, or did it take you a while to get into the spirit of that piece of that we just heard, that piece of Miles?
Oh yeah, in Hungary you also listen to similar music like you do in the US. So of course I can identify with this style, and yeah, it wasn't difficult for me to connect. It's obviously also, let's say, our history or our story with Miles. Like when we first met, it was such an obvious connection, musical connection, that it was no question that we can work together on many levels. So yeah, it works as a friendship and as music. Both pretty well.
Well, harmony. It's all about harmony, isn't it? Well, Leo Brouwer has written quite a variety of things. And this is the first time, however, I've come across him taking on a tune from Lennon and McCartney.
Yes, he actually did a number of arrangements of pieces by Lennon and McCartney from the Beatles. And there's a wonderful album by Manuel Barrueco, one of the great performers from Cuba, as Leo Brouwer is. Manuel Barrueco plays Lennon and McCartney. And on that disc, Brouwer did a number of the arrangements on there, as well as Takamitsu.
Oh, really?
And I can't remember who else, but there are a couple of others on there. And that's a really wonderful recording. And Summer with Symphony Orchestra, Summer Solo Guitar, Summer Guitar Duo. And Brouwer has a very eclectic style over the course of his career. So he's written very populist style music, very avant-garde music, and
right.
Kind of everything in between. And, you know, the Beatles, of course, since the 1960s have been just, you know, very captivating for so many people all around the world, and really of all ages and of all kind of musical backgrounds and everything. And so this wonderful song, The Fool on the Hill, gets a really lovely treatment from Brouwer. And you will hear a little bit of the Cuban influence there, some syncopated rhythms thrown in and some kind of jazzy chords as well.
Get a lot of that out of that, didn't he? Of the original Lennon McCartney. Of course, there's a lot there.
Yes.
Well, let's get in one more before we go to the quiz question. And a composer whose music, even more than the Beatles, of course, he's had a lot more time, has been adapted and played successfully by any number of instruments, and that includes those solo cello suites of Bach. Works as guitar music too.
Oh yeah, this would be a little arrangement of mine, though I didn't really need to arrange a lot. It works pretty much on the guitar as it is.
And so this is the prelude from the cello suite number 1 by Bach.
Thank you.
Kamarás Orvos with a prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1, unaccompanied cello suite by Bach turned into guitar music. And now back to my guests in our studio today, Miles McConnell and Kamarás Orvos. And a tune that has more than 60 sets of words put to it in the last 400 years or so, and also sounds really great on the guitar.
Indeed, Greensleeves, an English folk tune, popular tune. And so this version that we'll do is a kind of theme followed by variations in that kind of 16th century lute style.
Especially fun for two guitars, I would think. A lot of interplay there. The familiar tune, Greensleeves. And now something back from Spain, taking us back to Spain by Francisco Targa, a couple of his many pieces. And let's see now. He wrote exclusively for the guitar?
He did, yes. And his style is one that very much owes an influence to Frédéric Chopin. And I think that's reflective of the fact that this first of two will be a mazurka. And so, and then the second is a gavotte. So I would say that Tárrega's music is as if basically Chopin were a Spanish guitar player. And so that's what we're going to hear, that kind of romantic style, but sort of filtered through a Spanish nationalistic style. And the two pieces that I'll play, the mazurka is Marietta, named for the composer's daughter, and the second, the gavotte, is Maria, for the composer's wife. Thank you.
getting up to the top of the guitar's range, I would say there. That was Maria, a gavotte, and before that, Marietta, a mazurka, both of them by Francisco Targa, and both played by Miles McConnell here in our FM studio today. And a piece that is one of the great love songs, no doubt about that, and has been, arranged for piano solo and also for guitar. But again, you would say, Miles, this is one of those cases where you really need to pack in a lot of notes.
Indeed. And this particular arrangement that we'll play is actually our arrangement of another arrangement. So it was arranged for guitar and voice by Napoleon Coste, who was a great French late 19th century guitarist, composer, arranger. And so we have adapted that version for voice and guitar to two guitars, and we found that that works quite well. But yes, as you say, it's one of the great songs, and we love to play it.
So is one of you taking the vocal line and the other taking the guitar accompaniment in some form?
Yeah, exactly. And this is a great opportunity to show the richness, the many colors of the guitar.
This is the Stentions, the Serenade by Franz Schubert.
Thank you.
A song that has melted many a heart, no doubt, over the years in one form or another. Ascension, the serenade by Franz Schubert. And as long as we're in German-speaking countries, how about a polka?
Yeah, this is something that I like to joke about, how it connects us, because it's coming from Austria, which used to be one country, in Hungary. So that's my side, right? But also we are playing a polka, which is like a national dance of Wisconsin. So here in Wisconsin,
true.
It makes sense, absolutely, to play this type of music. And I mean, it's also another nice example of arranging a much more complex music and simplifying it. But nevertheless, we kept the jokes. And hope it translates.
The pizzicato part translates the plucking part.
Also, definitely, yeah.
Here we go, pizzicato polka. Well, I have to admit, I've never seen anybody play somebody else's guitar up by the tuning pegs while he was playing something else. One of the tricks in the pizzicato polka of Johann and Joseph Strauss, and of course the slowing down, speeding up was a great gag on the dancers too. They like to do that occasionally. Well, we have two more to pair for our finale here, and what do you have?
So some very different kind of dances now, two different ones from Latin America. The first from Brazil, a kind of choro, which is the very popular early 20th century style by João Pernambuco, the Sons de Carillos, or the Sound of Bells. And then that will be followed by Danza Paraguaya, Paraguayan dance, by Agustin Barrios Mangoré, who's quite an important figure in the history of the guitar, and quite a colorful character. He would sometimes bill himself as Nitsuga, which is simply Augustine spelled backwards. He would also play up the fact that he had some native blood, so he would dress in traditional native attire and wear a headdress and perform in that way. And he would also refer to himself sometimes as the Paganini of the guitar from the jungles of Paraguay.
Well, you know, it's all about marketing and showbiz, isn't it?
Indeed. But the music is also quite good. So we hope that listeners enjoy these two South American pieces. ¶¶
got that lovely lilt to it, doesn't it? And some lovely harmonies too. Two South American guitar pieces played live in our studio today, as has been everything this hour of the midday, by my guests Miles McConnell and Gabor Sorvosh. And when you're not performing on the midday, where are you performing?
Yes, so we will. Our next concert is a week from tomorrow, Saturday the 21st, at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church on Regent Street at 2:30 in the afternoon. It's a free concert, but we are accepting donations, and we'll play about an hour's program, and that will include some of what you heard today, as well as a dash of Christmas music as well.
And so that'll be a duo performance, you say?
That will be. And then folks can find us online at redandblackguitarduo.com and Red and Black Guitar Duo on Facebook as well.
All right. And actually, you can revisit this performance today during the midday with all except for one short piece when you go to wpr.org/midday. You'll find the conversation and the music there from my guests today. And a pleasure having you back, Miles. A pleasure having you, Gabor.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.